You're listening to SBS News.
Jumping belatedly into a business dominated by Netflix and Amazon, Apple CEO Tim Cook has announced the company's own TV and movie streaming service.
So we partnered with the most thoughtful, accomplished, and award-winning group of creative visionaries who have ever come together in one place to create a new service unlike anything that's been done before. Apple TV Plus.
The launch date hasn't been confirmed, other than to say it'll be available in 100 countries from sometime in the northern autumn, and it will feature original shows and movies. But this space in the media market already has two giants picking up most of the audience, Amazon Prime and Netflix. Apple's answer is to roll out some of the entertainment world's biggest names. Director Steven Spielberg will create a new series called Amazing Stories, based on the pulp science fiction magazines of his youth.
We think the audience will find that one compelling narrative that will make the first season of Amazing Stories into a single thematic experience for them, and I hope for all of you too.
Steven Spielberg was joined on stage by stars including Oprah Winfrey, Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell, and Pakistani-American comedian Kumail Nanjiani.
We are excited that we get to tell these stories with Apple. Connecting humanity is in their DNA.
Media experts say this latest gamble from Apple, traditionally a hardware company, is fraught with risk as it attempts to diversify beyond its star product, the iPhone. Netflix has a 12-year head start on Apple TV Plus and nearly 140 million subscribers worldwide. Tech analyst Tim Bajaran says the celebrities on stage at the launch say a lot about Apple's reputation.
I've never seen this much star power in one place at a tech event. So that was a first. And again, these were A-listers. These were some of the top, Spielberg, J.J. Abrams, Oprah Winfrey. I mean, they were here to basically commit to an Apple platform. And that kind of commitment says a lot about them believing that Apple is significant in the future.
Despite the apparent dominance of the industry's other players, Apple has lots of money. More than 900 million active iPhones and a track record for innovation that's enabled it to overtake its rivals even when it enters a business late, as it did with smartphones, tablets and smartwatches. Apple's Vice President of Services, Peter Stern, says it's not simply looking at copying what other companies do.
It's not just another streaming service. It is the destination where the world's greatest storytellers will bring their best ideas to life. And you'll be able to experience all these original shows and movies right on the dynamic new Apple TV app. And the TV app will deliver Apple TV Plus across all your Apple devices and the biggest screen in your life on smart TVs.
It remains unclear exactly how Apple plans to differentiate itself from the competition. While the launch featured plenty of people talking about storytelling and imagination, details were sketchy about exactly how Apple plans to make decisions about taste, content and culture, a space quite outside the company's comfort zone. Analyst Tim Bajaran says Netflix probably isn't losing a lot of sleep, but Apple's relying on its large and loyal fan base.
I don't think that people will jump just to Apple and kill Netflix. I think that Netflix will still be valuable as they invest in more content, etc. But I do think that Apple has one big advantage in that they have a billion iOS devices and over 300 to 400 million Mac users.
Apple's launch may be light on details, but it has revealed it's willing to spend a lot of money to break into TV. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.